Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on 2FM.
So Stephen Scullion has qualified for the Tokyo Olympics after finishing fifth in the Houston Marathon on Sunday. He joins us now on the line. Stephen, congratulations. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, thanks very much. I think it's starting to kick in a little bit. I was really just mentally exhausted after the race, and I guess I didn't get to enjoy the moment as much as maybe I would have if I was fresh, but that comes with marathon running.
I'd say you must have been physically exhausted as well, Stephen. I mean, you ran a PB by 9 seconds in 2 hours, 11 minutes and 52 seconds. What an achievement.
Yeah, no, my body's definitely been feeling it more and more the past sort of 48 hours or 24 hours and a bit since. It's funny, like marathon, you can prepare as much as you want, but nothing comes for free in the marathon, and you've got to be very, very mentally tough, but physically strong too. And on this day, my body was good to me, so it was great.
Stephen, on it, Ruby mentioned the time there. That's 22 seconds outside the qualifying time. Did you know you actually had to get up into fifth place? Were you racing?
What's really interesting is I knew I had coasted the first sort of 7.5 miles. Luckily, we get to run with the half marathon guys, and everything was really smooth and on course. And then the course, the half marathon guys turned to the left and the marathon guys turned to the right. And, you know, I turned this corner. And the way the course works, it's big, massive open roads. And because the elite guys, the front end of the field, it got away from me, I couldn't see a single person. And for I think from mile 8 until mile 24, I didn't see a single person. And then I knew that the time had slipped away from me in those kind of windier miles. And normally when I finish like really fast, I just couldn't because of the wind. And so I told myself to pretend that the person in front of me was fifth, even though I had no idea whether they were fifth or they weren't. Usually people on the course would kind of tell you, but nobody told me a thing. And I remember really struggling in the last mile, but seeing a guy in front of me, and I was like, hey, think how pissed off you'd be if this guy ends up being fifth, so, you know, go get him. And I tried so hard, and unfortunately I couldn't get him. But it wasn't until I was back in the hotel about 10-15 minutes later that my coach told me you were fifth, and then it sort of clicked that, like, I didn't think I'd made the Olympics, because like you said, I was 22 seconds off, and I was not disappointed because I had crushed it, you know, I'd raced really, really strong, but a part of me was like, oh my god, I've got to do that all again. But yeah, it was nice, and I was told I was stupid. You know, I think I had a moment where I did this stupid, like, fall on the floor. Like, yay! But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Greg Allen pointed out that your qualification is all the more impressive because you went into the race so well down the rankings. 10 men on the start line had run 2:09:30 or better.
Yeah, I mean, that highlights where I've gotten to in the sport. And you know, I did similar when I raced London in 2018. I think I was maybe ranked 22nd, and I came 12th. And then at Dublin, I was probably ranked 7th or 8th, then I came 2nd. And like, I don't make excuses, but I don't think I've had favorable weather. You know, sometimes I don't pick the right courses. And, you know, I had record temperatures at London Marathon. I had Arctic freeze and wind at Houston Marathon. And I always just tend to pick the wrong ones. And but I don't, I'm a racer. And so, like, when the gun goes, I just think race. And I've just found an event where I can beat guys that, you know, Tarika Bekele, who I beat on Sunday, he won World Junior Cross Country when I went there in 2006. And so to beat a guy like that, you know, that's so impressive. And like, the Olympics are awesome, but I wouldn't have finished that race and ever at any stage been disappointed because I knew how competitive I was that day.
Stephen, just on that point, like, Olympics, qualifying for the Olympics or the PB, I know it's a wrong thing to nearly ask, but all your life's work, PBing on a day, it must be an amazing lift.
I can tell you, anytime you race a marathon, if you finish at a similar speed to you start, never ever walk away disappointed. It's I knew I was in the best shape of my life, but I just have this utmost respect for the marathon, and I know that anything can happen, whether it's a blister along the way. You know, I went the wrong way on the course the year before in Houston and really hurt my hamstrings when I had to, like, halt to stop and sprint back to the course. And it's just such a rare event that, for example, I came to 25 kilometers in the race and the wind blew the drinks table over and I'm scrambling to get my drink. Like, it's nuts. But that's what makes it so sort of appealing to me, because it really makes it a dogfight, and you've always got that doubt in the back of your mind that I know I'm super fit, but anything could happen on race day. And I love that mental challenge of composing yourself and then during the race composing yourself and dealing with whatever's thrown at you.
And speaking of dealing with things, Stephen, obviously Sport Ireland released their 2020 funding plans yesterday, and it's a 12.5% mm-hmm. increase in the money. You're not on that list.
Yeah.
So what do you do for funding yourself?
Well, I mean, I'm a Under Armour contracted athlete, and you know, I do get some support from Athletics Ireland, but I didn't meet the criteria to hit world-class funding last year. I know that decisions were made, like the likes of before Dublin Marathon, and although I believe the likes of Dublin Marathon was like a world-class performance, and I don't think anyone would argue that fifth place at a gold label Houston Marathon isn't a world-class performance, but look, I'm not one to complain. Like, there's a clear outline of, you know, how funding works and how to achieve funding, and you know, if you tick the boxes, you get it. But I guess where there's grey areas is, you know, Dublin was a hilly course, and so I think I was, like, let's say 10 seconds off hitting the standard for world-class funding, but you know, hilly course is never taken into consideration. 18 mile per hour wind at Houston, it's not taken into consideration. And I mean, that's just the sport. You know, when you finish a race, there isn't a, I always say this, there's not like a little note section, you know, that you send off to the results people that says, but I was sick this week, or it was windy, or it was hilly. You know, running's just running. Just, you know, hit gun goals and get the finish line as quick as you can. And maybe in future, if I, you know, perform at a high level at the Olympics, or, you know, at a high level at the European Champs in future, then these doors will open up. But I committed to running 3-4 years ago before, and I mean recommitted to running 3-4 years ago when I, you know, didn't have a penny. I was scraping together money doing web development jobs, and frequently I have less than £100 in my bank account, so it was never really about the money. I was just surrounded by great people that, you know, let me stay in their house for free at altitude and things like this, and you know, things have really moved forward since then. Now that I'm kind of performing at a high level, well, you know, financial things come from that, and little boosts come from that, so I'm okay.
And looking at the Olympics, seeing as you've qualified now, obviously you'll become part of Team Ireland. Do Athletics Ireland cover your travel costs to Tokyo then?
Yeah, I would think so. The way it worked for Doha World Championships is they actually covered half of my travel, and that was because I upgraded to business class, and, like, you know, that might seem fancy and things like this, but I'm just, if any money that I earn in running, I reinvest in the performance aspect of it. And so, you know, if I see the best guys in the world, that's how they travel, and that gives them a little bit of an edge. Well, that's what I'm willing to do, and that's what I've always, like, been willing to do. Like, I'll work on those little things as much as I can to give myself the best chance,
Stephen,
and that's all it gives you, is a chance.
What's next for you now?
And so I'm actually flying home today. I leave here, and I'll get into Dublin tomorrow afternoon. And then I'm going to take, I usually take a week a little bit easier, and I take 2 weeks where I just mentally don't, I sleep whenever I want, I drink whatever I want, et cetera, et cetera. But I never go crazy. And then I'm going to turn my attention to World Half Marathon in March in Poland, and then Boston Marathon in April.
Okay, Stephen, well, congratulations again, and we look forward to following your progress over the next few months and the lead into the Olympics as well.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.